This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Really sour mood on Wearside at the minute. Loss at home to QPR, followed by the defeat in the Cup at Bradford. Gus Poyet sparking a bit of a war, to be honest, with the local media. Tony Pulis has made West Brom hard to beat on the road, but another game where it could really go either way and you wouldn't be massively surprised, Eric.
No, you wouldn't, but West Brom got a decent record of Sunderland recently. I think, they lost there last season 2-0. But a 4-2 win the year before, a 3-2 win a couple of years ago, a 2-2 draw as well. And they're playing well. You know, you can't knock some of their recent results, West Brom. They surprise me because I look at their squad and I'm thinking, where are they getting these results from? Sunderland, well, I mean, Poyet is in real trouble there. The fans aren't taking to him. Whenever they have a bad result, he doesn't take the blame for it. It's the players, they're not following his rules. Something not quite right going on there at the Stadium of Light. And I think West Brom are good things here. I really, really fancy them. There's about three or four matches vying for my attention for bet of the day, bet of the weekend, and this is one of them. West Brom for me all day.
OK, West Brom at 9-5. Do you agree, Lee?
Yeah, I agree with what Derek's saying. I think it'll be a draw, though. But I don't know how Poyet's managed to get himself into this situation, because the one thing... My wife's from Sunderland, so my in-laws are, you know, I'm up there, you know, quite a bit. And the one thing that you've always got on your side is that the fans are with you. Because it's like they kind of hunker down and the real, like, there's almost like a siege mentality against everything around there. And I think that's the easiest thing to do, is to make the Stadium of Light your place. And he's managed to upset them. And, I mean, to write an open letter to the fans, you don't need to be doing that, I don't think. I mean, I think you take it on the chin, you just get on with your job. If they concede early here, that'll be it. You know, the fans will turn straight away. If they score early, then he might get a bit of breathing space. But they were dreadful against Bradford. Bradford looked like they were in a higher division than Sunderland. Mm. You know, just a terrible performance. And West Brom are a better team at the minute, and they're in better mood. I was reading a piece from the keeper Foster about the effect that the new managers had in Pulis, and he just said it's no surprise. He's pretty old school, tells us what he wants us to do and we go and do it. And he said the mood is much better there. But Pulis also doesn't go away from home looking for wins very often.
Never.
He goes away looking for a point. Mm. They drew at West Ham, they've drawn at Everton, they've drawn at Burnley, and I think this will be a draw as well. I think if we take it on trust that the players are still with Poyet, they won't want to lose. Poyet loses this game, he must be fearing for his job. So I think Sunderland go out, set up for a draw at home. And, you know, that's before, they've had quite a few draws, haven't they, this season. They're the team who've drawn the most games in the Premier League this season so far. A total of 12 out of 25 have been draws. Six of those have been at home. Five draws for West Brom away from home already so far this season. So the draw's staring me in the face. If you think there's going to be goals, Brown Adai is finally starting to repay some of that £10 million transfer fee. He's got four in his last three games now. And Berahino, of course, decent as well. But yeah, if you think Brown Adai is going to get on the score sheet, then he's 11-5 to score any time here. Sado Berahino's got 2-2. He's 2-1. They're both overpriced. Yeah. As far as goal scorers go.
A couple of tempting headline offers as well. Adai to score West Brom to win 6-1 and Jermaine Defoe to score Sunderland to win 4-1. I'd say if Sunderland are going to win, it's pretty much a given that Defoe will score.
Yeah, and I presume he's back in. I mean, he didn't play in the...
he had a knock.
He didn't play in the cup, did he?
I think he's not quite a doubt, if that makes sense.
Mm, yeah.
Sort of 75%.
At his age, I would want him to be fully fit. I wouldn't want him to be carrying an injury into a game, so... Those two goal scorer bets, but draw for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.